Hey, and welcome to episode 24 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 2nd of February 2021. Today we'll have the title Working with Feeds. So over the last few weeks I have been cleaning up a little bit in the application floor that I'm using. And I have a ton of apps I'm using, but they're not all super good. And I am actually a little bit worried about the, especially the privacy side of things, because I don't know what all of the vendors of these apps are doing with my data. So I started to work look at my RSS feed, or how I work with RSS feeds. And I have a ton of feeds that I am looking into on a daily basis, I would say. And it's mainly to cover like news related to the areas that I'm interested in, but it can also be getting new articles from various different sites, but they're all tied to either podcasting, HR, or I would say getting things done or productivity, the things that are really important to me. And the reason I am doing this, that's of course because I want to know what's going on in this world that I'm interested in. But also I'm actually trying to share curated content on my social media. And I only want to share good stuff. In the past, I shared a lot more than I'm doing right now. But today or nowadays, I'm trying to share an article a week or an article every second week, something like that. But it should be something that is really good. And this is the kind of the workflow I use to keep track or get hold of my articles. So the first thing I did was to look around for an RSS reader. And there was tons of RSS readers, but they didn't really fall into my taste, so to say. In the past, I've used Feedly a lot, and I kind of like Feedly because they have this library of RSS feeds, so it's quite easy to find new sources for you to follow. But there is also been quite a lot of discussions over the time about the privacy related to Feedly, and how are they actually using the data they gather around me and the content that I'm looking at. So I found another tool called Fresh RSS. And Fresh RSS is a free open source software. You can find a link, and I will also add the link to the show notes so you can take a look at it. And I installed it on a web server, and because it's a web app, so you need to have a web service, web server that you can access. I don't believe it actually have to be on the public internet. Of course, it needs to have internet access so it can pull down the data from the RSS feeds. But it can probably be behind a firewall or something like that if you want to keep it super private and safe. And it's super easy to import your existing feeds if you have one. Most of the other tools, they are both importing and exporting OPML, which is essentially just a categorized list of RSS feeds. And Fresh RSS is doing this for you. So it was easy for me to export the current subscriptions I had in Feedly and import them into Fresh RSS. And I think it works really well on the desktop. It's super easy to navigate. There is a shortcut key to go from the article you're on to the previous one or the next one. You can also have different views and stuff like that. So I'm very happy with how it works on the desktop. On the mobile side, it's not perfect. It's very obvious that it's not developed for a touch interface, but I am reading quite a lot of articles on my iPad, and it works well. I would say that it's perfectly fine. It's definitely not an application that doesn't work, but I think there could be more work done into making that experience a little bit more fluent. So far, I have yet not tested it out on my phone, and that is potentially something I will do in the future, but that is not the real use case for me. So that was Fresh RSS. So that is to read the feeds. and I have quite a lot of information in there. But if I find something that I think is good, or maybe I find a longer article that I think is good, but I don't really have time to read the whole article while I'm going through my feeds, I usually save them into a different tool. And in the past, I used Instapaper. And there is other applications out there, of course, like Pocket as well. But both Instapaper and Pocket has gotten a really a lot of slack for privacy in mainly on Mastodon and other communities where there is a lot of open source advocates. So I wanted to try something else. And what I did was that I looked around, of course, but I found a tool called Wallabag. And it's a tool where you can send in a link and it will actually download and store a copy of the article in its own database. And then you can come back and read the article at your pleasure when it works for you. And it works really nice together with Fresh RSS. You can, if you have an article in Fresh RSS, you can simply just say share to Wallabag, boom, and it's in your Wallabag and I can read it later. Super good. I like that a lot. So it's super easy to import, and you can also structure the articles by tagging. And you can also provide tagging rules. So when you set your Wallabag up, you can say that certain URLs or certain feeds will be tagged in a specific way. That way you can auto-tag things and structure your imported articles automatically. That was a little bit what I've been up to the last few days. So Fresh RSS and Wallabag, and I will add the links to the show notes. I hope you have a good day and listen back in tomorrow. Cheers.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.